CrossroadsPros.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Well, it is good to be back with you folks. You've got the Sons of Liberty. Today's Tuesday. We are moving along in the week. Yesterday, you heard a best of program, and I hope you enjoyed it. But today, we get to be with you again, and we are excited to do just that. It's been a pretty awesome weekend. I don't know if any of you folks are aware, but you can find this on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bradley Dean and the ministry, we're in... And I'll give you a hint, okay? Now, this particular paper is super thick. It was a Sunday edition. It's this little old publication, though we're happy. Humble, but happy. Cost $6 to buy the Sunday paper from this particular state. This particular paper actually has a presence worldwide. It's become an authority in a lot of press circles. Though I've never been a big fan of it, I was very impressed with the article. If you flip past the first section where the front page is on Sunday's paper, and I haven't told you what yet, but you'll see this delightful picture of an amazing charismatic figurehead who is a heavy metal drummer and minister who's devoted his life to preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and protecting our next generation from the wiles of immorality in this nation that are seemingly running rampant, that are pigeonholing themselves in our courtrooms and in our classrooms, and in many instances, Congress itself. Mr. Bradley Dean, a big old picture of him, right when you flip past the first section of this particular paper, this $6 Sunday edition paper. Next to him is a congresswoman from the little old humble state of Minnesota who happens to represent the district where Bradley and this ministry have our headquarters in, Miss Michelle Bachman. And the title is Michelle Bachman and the Making of an Acolyte. One is a rocker turned preacher. The other is a candidate for president. Together, they represent the most unlikely connection on this campaign season. Now, that's what the reporter said. And I got to say, it was a very fair report. Now, oftentimes when you get written in the paper, especially if you're a moral person who stands up, or a Christian for that matter, that's moral and stands up for moral issues, moral law, moral justice in America, you might as well go to the butcher shop and let them do what they will. But in this particular instance, I have to give a huge high five and kudos to Mr. Serge Kovaleski, who is a reporter for none other than the New York Times. Yes, folks, the Sons of Liberty in the New York Times. The second section, you open it up, it's the Sunday style section. I'm told that it is more read than even the political section and many of the other sections, but I just thought it was a fantastic article, and we at the Sons of Liberty would like to thank Serge for being fair. Now, that's kind of strange that we have to thank somebody, or that we should even thank somebody in the media for being fair, but considering this day and age and the way that the media seems to report, I do think it is fitting and in line to say that to him as a reporter. So again, Mr. Serge Kovaleski, and I encourage you all, you can go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can see it in the news items. You'll see the write-up of Bradley Dean and the ministry in the New York Times. So there you have it. When you speak truth, when you speak it non-compromising, as Bradley has made a career of, or a lifestyle of, or I don't know what you would call it, a life of, in service to his creator, his king, no king but King Jesus, as we've said a number of times on this program, this is what the Lord does. He takes that message and blows it in the wind. And I can't think of a more fitting publication to blow it in the wind in, because there's a lot of wind behind those papers. Multiple millions of people. And we thank you all for your response to that publication. Many of you have heard of it, have read it, and sent in your response to it, and we appreciate it. But the fight doesn't stop there, folks. It's kind of like in war, when you get a chance to catch a hot shower and maybe get a warm meal, as they speak of. You've got to keep going. As Martin Luther King said when he was being honored as the Citizen of the Year in Atlanta, Georgia, he said in his speech, "I love being on the mountain. It feels good, and it's good to be with you good people," that were honoring him with the award. Most of them, I think, with clenched teeth, and he understood that. But he said, "I must go back down into the valley," because he knew where the work was done. The work wasn't done in awards and accolades. The work was done in, as Christ said, in laying down your life for your brothers. In becoming a servant to mankind. Not being a lord. Christ said, don't be as the Gentiles when his apostles were fighting over who would be the greatest in the kingdom of God. He said, no, you're missing this. But we thank God for this opportunity. And we thank Mr. Serge for this fair report. And we also thank Bradley Dean and all of those that are on the front line fighting for our posterity. To make sure, folks, that there's an America left for them. An America that has the ideology that we are to love our neighbor as ourself. That we are to exalt justice in the hand of God, not man, and what man creates. That's what men like Bradley and this ministry and this radio program have dedicated their lives and service to do, folks. So send an email. If you would, let us know your thoughts on that. Again, you can find it at sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's going to be right on the homepage. Also, we have started that media page that I've been telling you guys about every single week. And the media page is giving you media that the Sons of Liberty speak on the show. What are the topics of the show? What are the stories? You can see the videos, etc. So you can hear them here and then go do your own research, which we want you to do. And that's on the homepage now, one of the buttons, Sons of Liberty Media. The SOL Media, right on sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right with you. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com. You can run international.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, back again, folks. I've got a question for everybody today because we want to give out another gift. And many of you folks that have participated here with the show, I hope you're enjoying it. And maybe some of you can actually call in and share what you thought of the prayer that rocked the Capitol. Because I think it exemplifies. We have a Constitution course. You can find it at Constitution. You can find it at sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you can notice over on the right-hand side of our site, along with on the top, Bradley Dean featured in the New York Times. Down in the bottom right-hand corner, check out our Constitution class. Now, this particular class is a 12-week course. I made it the homework of everybody in that course to watch the prayer that rocked the Capitol because I think it exemplifies the message that we're talking about here at the Sons of Liberty. It gives you firsthand, in action, what a preacher should be doing, number one, as a preacher in these great United States of America, but number two, also how and what happens when the church refuses to be the moral compass in society, what happens in government institutions and how they turn, there's kind of an animosity against the church and against preachers that would stand and speak boldly with conviction. Now, I don't know, but if I read in the Bible, those that didn't speak with conviction and didn't stand boldly, they were generally called false. Or hirelings, Christ called them. They're hirelings. When the wolf come to attack the sheep, guess what they do? They run away. Because the only reason that they want to watch the sheep is because they get the, they get the cotton from the sheep. They get to shear their wool. That's what they want. Number two, they get to roast the sheep and eat them and benefit off of them. That's what they're looking for. Those that won't speak boldly, that won't take a stand on moral issues, they're the true shepherd of the sheep, as Christ did and continues to do. And I'm going to bring you to Luke chapter 18 in a moment to talk about our Savior, who lays out a perfect road map for us as Christians in this society, for us as Americans. Because, folks, you got to realize, to be an American, what is it to be an American? I'll tell you what. You believe there's a God. Number one, we're endowed by our Creator. Number two, we have rights that were given by that God. Our rights come from Him. And number three, the purpose of government is to protect those rights. So the prayer that rocked the Capitol, I think, really exemplifies what happens when the church lets its light go dim. But boy, I'll tell you what, preachers all over this country are turning their lights back up. They're trimming them because they understand where that power source is in America that keeps us America, the land of the brave, the home of the free. We have a Saturday show as well, folks. And you're going to want to hear that show. It's on from a different time. It goes from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can hear it here on GCN. We're also on a host of other networks, too, across the country. It's a nationally syndicated show. And with that, you're going to hear Mr. Bradley Dean. He gets 2 hours on Saturdays to share with you. He gets to share with you his thoughts of what's happening throughout the week, throughout his busy schedule. So please join us for that day. You're going to want to hear it. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com gives you all the times there. You can check out the past podcasts, etc. Now, for our callers today, last week we talked about how many stripes, how many stars were on that particular flag, the first flag, the Betsy Ross flag. And notice this, too. I want to bring this because this was up on Twitter. And, folks, if you want to follow any of the Twitter feeds, you can go to BDeanMyWar, that's Bradley's, or ConstitutionJM, that would be my Twitter feeds. This most recent one you can find at ConstitutionJM. I can't think of a better way to destroy evil but by doing good. It is only in doing good that we accomplish anything. We've got to do. We have to do, America. When we do, we conquer evil. Evil only prevails. It's just like darkness. Darkness in and of itself is nothing. And it's only there with an absence of light. But as soon as light comes in, as soon as good comes in, evil only prevails because good is absent. It's not there. But when good is there, there's no trace of evil. Because good is like that light. And what did Christ say? A city set on a hill. It cannot be hid. You won't be hid when you're doing good. You must do good, not speak of good, but do good. It should be our model. Our motto, do radio, do good. Do what? I'm going to go to Luke chapter 18. Christ gave us parables a number of times to help our meager understanding. He understood our finite minds. And even though when they're puffed up in knowledge and wisdom, oftentimes they can lead us astray. And good is often the enemy of best because good looks appealing. But best is what we're striving for. And Christ gave us his best. In a city, he gives the analogy, there was a judge. He was an unjust judge. Didn't really care about God. Didn't fear God. Didn't really care much for the people. Judged without the fear of God, neither did he regard man, Christ said. There came a widow to the city. Now, somebody who doesn't fear God and doesn't fear man, the last person in the world they fear is widows and fatherless children. Those that have no power and strength to represent themselves. Oh, but if they weren't so dumb, they would realize that the God of heaven protects those. He's a father to the fatherless, a husband to the widow. That's a side note, but folks, that is real. That is real in America. For all tyrants that don't get that message, you will find out now, soon. When good men apply goodness to America, you're going to find out who God represents and who he shows himself strong on their behalf. He would not, for the widow came to him and said, grant me justice. Avenge me of mine adversary. He would not for a while. Against that crazy old lady again. What does she want? Tell her to go. I don't fear God. I don't fear man. I'm definitely not going to fear a widow. A widow comes in the next day. Avenge me, my adversary, judge. No, not going to do it. Who is this woman? Tell her to leave. Tell her I'm busy. I'm on the phone. I'm not in the office. Anything. I don't care. I don't want to talk to her. What good? What good is she going to profit me, this unjust judge thinks. She comes again the next day. Avenge me of mine adversary. Okay, we're going on the second week here. There's no particular time frame announced here, but we know that it was a continual coming. Continual. You know what that word means? End. Eternal. Eternal termination. You know what that means? She's not going to stop coming. Eternal's bigger than any number. It doesn't end. She comes again. Avenge me of my adversaries. I don't know if you heard me yet. I don't know if your clerk gave you the message, but I need to be avenged. Excuse me. So the judge says, this widow is starting to get on my nerves. You know, I don't fear God, and I don't regard men, it says in context. But because this widow keeps coming and bugging me, remember that saying, persistence overrides resistance? Oh, baby! That is the motto of a Christian. When it's difficult, as Hudson Taylor said. First, it's impossible, then it's difficult, but persistence overrides resistance. To he that perseveres, will I give the right to sit next to me on my throne. To he that perseveres, will I give the right to eternal life. Persistence overrides resistance. When it's difficult, persistence overrides resistance. This widow was persistent. Listen to what the judge says. She troubles me. She's not leaving me alone. It's kind of like the alarm clock in the morning. You're hoping that it runs out of batteries or it gets unplugged somehow so you don't have to get up and shut it off. No, you better shut it off. You got to deal with it because it ain't quitting. God's kids don't quit because the Spirit of Christ abides in them. And justice is perpetual. And that abides in the heart of a Christian. By her continual coming, the judge says, by her eternal coming, she ain't quitting. She weary me. Now that word, weary, you know, she wearies you. Good job. No, that means to be beat black and blue. Check it out in context. Weary needs to be beat black and blue. This woman was beating this judge black and blue with her persistence. He felt pain. He was wearied. And he said, I've got to deal with this woman. I don't care about her. I don't care about God, but she's beating me to death with her continual coming. Folks, are you as Christians? Are you beating the causes to death? This is hyperbole. This is using an analogy and a parable as Christ did. You're not using your fists. You're using your perseverance that Christ put in your heart. I love you, Jesus. Do! I love the children. Do! The poll during the debate they shared with us, 47% of people care about education in America. Do! Black and blue. Weary darkness. Weary them. I don't care if they're good or bad. If you weary them. Oh, we just need a good congressman. Oh, we just need a good mayor. We just need a good school board. No, you don't. Weary them. And you'll get your resolve. The right time to do right is right now. Weary them with good. I can't think of a better way to destroy evil but by doing good. It is only in doing that we accomplish anything, folks. We'll be right with you.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. And keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Here we are, folks. Remember, do. Remember that widow. We've got a weary darkness. We've got a weary evil. We've got a weary immorality. Bludgeon it. We've got to weary our school boards. We've got to weary our congressmen and women. We've got to weary our churches. We've got to weary the airwaves.
What do you mean? What's this weary? I just tuned in. What are you talking about, weary? Weary means to be black and blue. It's what the widow did to the judge. She wearied him with her continual coming. And though he wasn't somebody that feared God, he said, I've got to deal with this woman. She's wearying me. She's costing me. That's called the spirit of Christ. Ah, these guys, these agitators just won't go away. It says Martin Luther King Jr., he just comes into town and he just doesn't go away. He doesn't quit. I know what we'll do. We'll slap a lawsuit on him. We'll take him to court. We'll put him in jail. And he just doesn't quit. Yeah, they don't understand that spirit of Christ that abides in you. But keep moving. Keep walking. There's an elderly woman in California. She has a giant yard cross. And it prompted a city inspection. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm here with the city. I'm here to inspect your cross that you have in your yard of your house that you own. Yeah, I know it sounds kind of funny. I'm inspecting what you own. Yeah, but, you know, we are in the land of the free, and we're free to have bureaucrats run around and inspect things. I mean, I think that's what it means, doesn't it? Yeah, well, you know, hey, listen. I don't make the rules. I just follow them, you know. I'm not the city. I mean, the city made the rules. It's not my fault. I'm just the inspector. I'm your friendly neighborhood inspector, ma'am. I'm here to inspect the cross in your yard. Because I don't got anything better to do. And I mean, they pay me like $20 an hour and give me a company car. I mean, a city car. And if I just sit around at the office and don't inspect things, they might think I don't need a job. And they might let me go or something. Will you please just open your door so I can inspect the cross in your yard?
Oh,
God bless inspectors, huh?
What would we do in America without inspectors?
Nearly a 25-foot cross is in the front yard of an elderly woman. Speaking of this woman, this widow woman, who wearied the judge. A stirring controversy in Los Angeles neighborhood. Yeah, I'll tell you what, those old ladies with crosses, they're creating quite a stir across America. We gotta assign their very own inspectors to them so they don't wreak havoc in our communities across the town. My goodness, what is America coming to? Old ladies and crosses? This is nuts, man. It's pandemonium. Ah! Man, this lady's let her religion go to her head or something. Cuckoo! The two-story religious symbol has frustrated the woman's neighbors. I wonder if the woman's neighbor's name is maybe... I guess I shouldn't insinuate that I know the woman's neighbors. And I won't make a funny joke. But I just wonder, you know, it's frustrating the woman's neighbors.
Yeah, it's like, you know, every time I come out of my house, I, like, look over and I see this stinking two-story cross in this old lady's yard. And, I mean, it causes me to have to go to the federal government to get disability. Because, I mean, it just messes with my mind, man. And, you know, I mean, I haven't been able to hold a job down for, like, 2 years. Because every time I go out my front door, man, I'm, like, looking at this cross. It's ridiculous! It's taken 2 years, and finally the city sent an inspector, man. I mean, why do we even have inspectors when it takes 2 years for them to go look at crosses in old ladies' yards? Man, this is frustrating, dude. I'm being persecuted in my own house, man. I can't even go outside and have a cigarette and look at the blue sky without seeing the stinking cross there, man. Huh, for real, dude. What is L.A. coming to? My goodness, man.
So it sparked an investigation by city officials. Neighbors complain the cross is an eyesore that is attracting unwanted attention to their San Fernando Valley cul-de-sac and hurting their property values. This is so stupid. I had to share it with you. I just had to. This is great. This is great stuff. Exemplifying the illness of people in their minds.
When you turn down our cul-de-sac, it looks like there's a church on our street,
said Lori Beener of West Hills neighborhood, told the Daily News. Can you just imagine the press showing up?
Yeah, I'm with the Daily News. Apparently this large cross is causing quite a controversy here in Los Angeles, California. Miss Lori Beener, what do you think?
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, I live in this cul-de-sac, and, you know, with that big old cross there, it looks like there's, like, a church on our street. Oh, I'm sorry! Was it not churches that founded this country? I mean, when the pilgrims came over, what did they do?
Oh, I know what they did. They established a local tavern.
Yeah, we're in America. Let's get drunk and party. Woo!
No. Miss Beener, they established a church. Yeah, must have been pretty frustrating for the other pilgrim neighbors.
Hi, I'm John Smith. This is my friend Miles Standish. He's fairly offended at the church that you just put up in the neighborhood. Now why in the world do we come to America to build a church? What, are you crazy? It's an eyesore. When the Indians come out of the woods, they will see this church, and it will offend them. I am telling you the truth. Now tear down the church. We only make taverns here, yeah.
Stupid. Stupid is as stupid does. And there's a lot of does stupiding. Did you like that? Does stupiding. What do you think? 877-807-9977. Oh, I'm not done beating this one. 877-807-9977. Because Carrie is enjoying every minute of it. Homeowner Lally Dobiner says she erected the cross to express her devotion to her Catholic faith. and hope, that word Catholic means universal, by the way, and hopes her religious freedom will be protected. Why does a little old lady have to hope that her religious freedom will be protected? It is! Maybe it's just me. Let's dust off the old history books and historical texts of our country. There's something called the First Amendment in the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of the religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But the inspector says...
It doesn't say in the Bill of Rights that the inspectors can't prohibit the free exercise of crazy, loony old ladies who put crosses in their yards. Oh, Jake, you're so stupid. Don't you know there's a Bill of Rights that we're inspectors and we're exempt from that? Oh, Jake, my dear, you must be racist. Yeah, I know your type. You're definitely racist, Jake.
I don't understand what my neighbors are so upset about, the older lady said. The 72-year-old told the newspaper. This cross isn't hurting anybody.
Last night, cross was seen jumping off old woman's house and stabbing a victim to death. And then the cross was used to scare crows out of her yard.
A neighbor was walking his dog, who attempted to pee on her grass, and the cross leapt off of her house and stabbed the dog. No, I would tend to agree with her. The cross isn't hurting anyone. This is what she said. It's my way of expressing my love to God and to the world, to bring God's love to everyone. A similar case occurred in New Jersey on the other side of our great country. New Jersey. There was a university in New Jersey called New Jersey University. It's now known as Princeton University. One of the great men, Mr. John Witherspoon, signer of the Declaration of Independence, educated many of those that framed the Constitution, required church services for all those that came to his great college, Princeton University. That's his home state. In this particular one, a man wanted to display a cross in his front yard. He won a victory. The stupid thing is he was even brought to court. I mean, come on, I hope I've exemplified how ridiculous that story is. But we're talking about that young woman. Now let's keep going. That old woman, excuse me. Well, I mean, 72 is considered old.
Did you hear that? He said 72 years old. It is old!
I don't know if it is or it isn't. You decide, but she was 72. And shall God not avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? In other words, though he don't bring your answer right away, when you're crying out day and night, when you're wearying heaven, beating black and blue, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily, Christ said. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man come, shall he find faith on earth? Now, what does that mean? What Christ is saying, is anybody going to be persistent? Faith simplifies fidelity. Fidelity is found through action, moral conduct. Christ says, here's the analogy. The woman got what she was persisting in, which was vengeance against her adversaries. Though the judge wasn't even a good man because she understood, and Christ understands, that God is good. And though he bear long with us, he will avenge us. He will answer us speedily. But Christ says back to you and I, will he find, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find faith in you, listener? Will it be there present through your demonstration and through your action? You have a generation watching you. And we have a lot of victories in front of us, folks. And we have a long road. But if we stay faithful, Christ finds faith in us, we can expect to receive that end of our faith. We'll be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book.
Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, folks, are you wearied yet? Then you need to start wearying that which wearies you. You know, it's been said before, you doubt your doubts and you believe your beliefs. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Okay, got a little analogy here for you. Have a little fun, loosen it up a little bit. I'm not saying you haven't been having fun. I hope you've been having fun, but you know what? Liberty is fun when you've got it, but you've got to pursue it. And some days it ain't fun. But with the end in mind, it doesn't matter what we experience today. It matters what the end is. That's what drives us. Somebody sent me this. Now you've got a liberal, a conservative, or a redneck. We've got to decide which one we are. Come with me here. And I want you to call me in and tell me which one you are. 877-807-9977. Here's a little test. You can find out if you're a liberal, conservative, or a redneck. And I'm talking about, according to today's definitions, I've already talked about how liberal is actually a very good word, and it's very good to be liberal. But I'm saying the way that folks categorize themselves and how you most commonly understand. And I don't want to, I can't generalize either. You're walking down a deserted street with your wife and two small children. Well, or maybe you're walking down the street with your husband, okay? No, put that back down. I didn't see that. You're walking down a deserted street with your wife and two small children. Suddenly, an Islamic terrorist with a huge knife comes around the corner. Actually, let's not even say he's an Islamic terrorist. Let's get rid of that. I'm going to stay as on the line as possible because it doesn't matter who. Let's just say a man
comes down. I'm sorry to pick on you males like this, but this is as good as I can get it. This is as good as I can strip it down. A man with a huge knife comes around the corner, locks eyes with you, screams obscenities, raises a knife, and charges at you. Okay? That's the setting. You're carrying, because it's lawful for you to do so, a firearm to protect your family. And you are an expert shot. You have mere seconds before he reaches you and your family. What do you do? Think carefully. And listen. Typically speaking, this would be a modern-day liberal's answer. Well, that's not enough information to answer the question. Does the man look poor or oppressed? Have I ever done anything to him that would inspire him to attack me? Could we run away? What does my wife think? What about the children? Could I possibly swing the gun like a club and knock the knife out of his hand? What does the law say about the situation? Does the pistol have appropriate safety built in it? Why am I carrying a loaded gun anyways? And what kind of a message does this send to society and to my children? Is it possible he'd be happy with just killing me? Does he definitely want to kill me? Or would he be content just to wound me? If I were to grab his knees and hold on, could my family get away while he was stabbing me? Should I call 911? Why is this street so deserted? We need to raise taxes, have paint and weed day, and make this a happy, healthier street that would discourage such behavior. This is all so confusing. I need to debate this with some friends for a few days and try to come to a consensus. If you're a liberal, by that time you'd be dead. Now let's go to a conservative's answer. Because he loves his family. Bang. That's the end of it. Now why? Because that's self-defense. You're acting in self-defense. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Do no murder. The positive is why. Why do you not do murder? Because you are to protect life. We have certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. For us to forfeit life means we're actually destroying life. Which is self-defense, but I thought you might think that was fairly clever. Do we sit back and rationalize the way that they do on the Hill about some of the stupidest fun over the stupidest things using the stupidest rationale over fundamental issues such as protecting life? My favorite is why is this street so deserted? We need to raise taxes, have paint and weed days to make this a happy, healthier street that would discourage such behavior. Now, Jim is not commenting on my little story that I told about you and your family walking down the street. But he does want to talk about the cross in the yard. Jim, in Georgia, how are you doing in Georgia today, Jim?
All right, sir. It's good to speak to you again.
Good to speak to you.
How are you wild men doing?
Wild men?
Yes.
John
the Baptist?
What does that term mean, wild?
Wild? Well, in my opinion, it means knowing the roots of your essence and survival, and be honest, knowing the truth that God is there and did create us. That's what wild means to me.
So wild actually now means what normal used to mean, right? Because, I mean, what you just explained right there is normal. I mean, God-fearing, loving family, loving. Yeah, I love it. But now we're wild, so be it. I guess if that's what folks want to call us, I'm not so concerned what they call me. I'm more concerned of what they see happening. But go ahead with your comment. You want to talk about the cross in the elderly lady's yard?
Well, yeah, I wanted to stand in solidarity with my sister who's out there. This is where the origin of creation came from, number one. And our country was founded on these inalienable rights,
right.
Truth that he put forth. I mean, that's what it was founded on. I know that there were terrible things that happened in the past, and I they're reprehensible, a lot of them. But here we stand now. What else can we do but stand on, our Father and believe in him and the way he says things are, not this somebody who's trying to replace the Father, this so-called government.
So can I say this? What do you feel if somebody's trying to replace the Father, as you describe? And I'm sure you're talking about the God of heaven who gave us our life, liberty, and property, and pursuit of happiness, etc. What do you feel that somebody trying to replace that God, what is their end goal? Do you think they care about humanity and mankind and they want to protect and keep us safe? I mean, do you think that's what they're thinking? Is that their motivation?
Not at all.
Okay.
All they're trying to do is preserve their tiny little worlds that are perished. They're fading away. They're blowing away like dust. And that's just the way it is, and there's nothing they can do about it. No matter what they say or do, that's what's going to happen. It's blowing away like dust.
So,
and I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. And you are what? I'm going to give you that.
I'm just very happy about that part of it. This struggle that we're in is not fun, but I know the end result is beyond fabulous. It's beyond wonderful. Everything that those words were made, fashioned after, everything that we strive to, I want truth. I like to speak to people. I don't like to have to try and peck through everything somebody says to try and find the truth and see if I can. I hate it. I mean, it's sickening. You know, why can't I speak to people and take in what they say as what they said?
Yep.
Why do I have to go and try and dig through, and make sure that...
sift through and try to discern and reason. You know what, Jim? We actually have a hard break here. I'm going to answer you here off air. I appreciate your call, and you bring up a very valid point that, number one, our founders understood. Why do we have to? It does get tiring. It gets loathsome. Why do I have to check behind the curtain to see if they're really telling the truth? Well, you know what? That's why we have a government that is of the people, it's by the people. And why we have a constitution to give guidelines and boundaries. And why we have a Bill of Rights that puts a solid wall on those boundaries that cannot be penetrated if the people so hold their elected officials accountable. But that's the position that we're in right now, folks. We do have to check. We do have to balance. That was the point of giving us the type of government system that we have right now. That is why God has given us the ability to reason. You also talked about those that would seek to usurp God and take down his throne. Well, if you look in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, it says, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." You're right. They're empires of dust. They're trying to protect. Oh, this is my little world. This is my little creation. This is what I've done. This is the bill and the amendment that I've passed forth. It's all dust. It perishes, and it goes back to God. That's why we need to make sure that we are on God's side, because, as you all know, and we spoke this last week, who was a wise man, Mr. Abraham Lincoln, he said, "I'm not so much concerned about whether I'm on God's side," because many people claim to. Both sides of the Civil War claim to be on God's side. But Abraham Lincoln said, "I'm concerned whether or not God is on my side, for God is always right." I leave that with you today, folks, and we'll be back with you tomorrow, Wednesday. You're with the Sons of Liberty. Thank you again. Thank you for your calls today. Thank you for Jim in Georgia. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.